Sarah. She could feel his eyes on her butt. Every man's eyes. One more operation. Cut through the scar tissue, give her two buttocks again. Then learn how to walk again like a woman. Not covered by Medicare. Rebuilding a womanly butt was not covered. It was cosmetic. If you wanted cosmetic surgery, you had to save up for it. They had paid for this so-called face and the two hard sponges on her chest. They opened her labia up and gave her pubic hair again, which of course is not cosmetic, because who sees it? Nobody had, not socially. Not until she could afford the last operation. She kicked open the door to the bar with unnecessary force. "Nuestra Señora de las Cebollas," said Jose, the morning man. "Our Lady of the Onions." "Hey, next time you carry him and I'll cut him." "Sure you will." The bar's big specialty was the onion flour. A machine slices the onion carefully in a cross dice, three-quarters of the way through. Then when somebody orders one, you just dip it in light, spicy batter and deep-fry it for a few minutes. It opens like a flower in the cooking and turns sweet. All very delicious, but someone had to peel a few dozen onions before 11, and it wouldn't be Sarah. "I'll take over the coffee. You get on the onions." "Let me take a leak first." "Oh, God, yes. Don't pee on the onions." "Flavor of the week." No customers, which wasn't unusual at 9 sharp. Jose had crowds on the half hour. 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30. Things were calm by the time Sarah came in. She put on an apron and took a cloth to the machines. They had a 150-year-old cappuccino monster that still worked, and Jose liked to mess with it. Sarah didn't. She made cappuccino with the milk jets on the espresso machine, and nobody complained. When everything was shiny, she made herself a cup and sat down.
"Chihuahua," Jose said, coming out of the men's room. "I work like a dog since dawn, and my boss comes in and drinks coffee."
"Some bosses drink blood, Jose. Be grateful." He popped an orange drink and sat next to her at the small table.
"Qué día?"
"Already? What's happening?"
"Oh, the usual. Drunks, bums, invaders from outer space."
"We get 'em all."
"No, I mean verdad. People from outer space."
"Really? What do they want, Beetlejuice?"
"No, I mean verdad. You don't watch the news?"
"How could I watch the news when I don't have a cube at home?"
"Okay, a good point.
So what about these invaders?" Jose poured the orange drink over ice and squeezed a half lime into it.
"Government bullshit, you ask me."
"It was on television?"
"Yeah, some woman at the university. She got some message from outer space. We got aliens on the way."
"Hold it. This is really true?"
"Like I say, government bullshit. Next week they come up with some alien tax we gotta pay."
"Did you record it?"
"What I record it with? You leave a crystal here?"
"It was on CNN.
"I guess. I don't know. Whatever was on."
"You're a big help." Sarah got up and started doing the tables. Wipe each one down with a cloth, reposition the silverware. "I mean, really, it's real?"
"Your friend, the musician's wife, the professor, she was on the cube."
"Oh, yeah? Dr. What's-her-name Bell, the astrologer?" She sat back down.
"So really? It's really real?"
"Would I bullshit you?"
"All the time.
But I mean, this is real."
"Verdad? Really real?"
"Holy shit. Do you know how big this is?"
"Yeah, yeah. That's all they talk about all morning."
She sipped her coffee. Then she drank half of it in 2 gulps.
"Holy shit.
I wouldn't get all worked up over it. It's just the government." "Jose, look. The government doesn't always lie. What could they gain from this?"
"Alien tax."
"Oh, yeah, sure. But I mean, don't you see? We're not alone. There are other people out there."
"Of course there are. I knew that all the time."
"Oh, God, of course. Your tabloids.
So what's wrong with my newspapers?"
"They're right. That's what's wrong with my newspapers? Just let's go back about 3 squares. You saw this on the cube."
"Bigger than shit. Like you say, CNN.
CNN. And it wasn't a joke."
"No way. Verdaderamente. Sarah was strongly tempted to go to the bar and pour herself something. Not so soon after dawn, though. She sat back in the chair and closed her eyes.
You're thinking.
Happens. After a moment. So have they called out the army yet? NASA gonna blow them back to where they came from?
Not yet. They're not due for another 3 months.
Nice of them to tell us,